Amen. If you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. And the Bible says in verse 1, it says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. They entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered in the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, the mother of and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to be as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew nigh and went with them, and their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And they said, and he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And because all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expanded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, he sat at meat with them. He took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told that what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking bread. I want to preach this evening, if God will be my help for just a moment in time, on the weekend that changed the world. A weekend that changed the world. As we see this text, we see that on that first morning, praise God, at the first day of the week, Jesus Christ, he got up victorious over death and the grave. He come out of that tomb, praise God. We see in the Word of God, it tells us, at Joseph of Arimathea, he went down there and he had begged the body of Christ. And he took it and he wound it up. And he put it in his own hewn tomb. Now Joseph Arimathea had hewed that tomb out in a rock. It was a personal tomb he had had for himself, probably for his family, and he'd hewn that thing out in the rock. But when he heard of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he went to Pilate. He begged to buy it. The Lord Jesus Christ wrapped him up and put him in his own tomb. You say, well, why would he do that when he'd went through all that work to make that thing for himself? Praise God, he figured it wouldn't be all right. All that word not be in vain. It'd be for the Lord Jesus Christ to use. And praise God, in just 3 days, he's coming out anyway. Amen. Praise God. He said that tomb was just borrowed for a few days. Amen. That Jesus Christ was going to use it. And he is coming out, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. Amen. Glory be to God. Ain't you glad for that? And we see this experience that goes down. We see the ladies, they go to the tomb. The angel of the Lord speaks to them and said, he is not here, for he is risen, just like he said he would. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, we have a perfect reminder, the Word of God, that Jesus Christ rose again for the sins of the world. He rose up victorious over death. Death in the grave. He rose up victorious over everything that the devil in the world could throw at him. And I'm glad he did. Amen. We see this story as we see these going, we call it the Emmaus Road experience, as they're traveling along there and they're talking, they're communing among themselves. And the first thing you know, that Jesus himself drew nigh. Well, what an experience, amen. When they had doubt in their minds, they was wondering, they was frustrated, they was astonished. They couldn't believe what was happening was going on. Amen. I believe today there's a lot of folks astonished. They just can't believe what's going on. I believe there's a lot of folks astonished. They can't believe what Jesus Christ can do in the life of the heart of a born-again believer. Amen. They don't understand, praise God, the power that Lord Jesus Christ has in their lives. Amen. So as we look at this thing, we can see these folks as they're going along Emmaus Road, and we see that they was wondering their heart. They was, if you would, doubt in their minds. They was a wonder and say, praise God, we thought this man was it. This man concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the prophet, mighty indeed. He said, we were sure, said, but we trusted, verse 21, but we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Amen. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. They said, we thought this was him. We thought this was Messiah. We thought this was the promised one. Amen. Praise God, I preached here Wednesday night, amen, on who is the Messiah. Amen. He's the Lord Jesus Christ, risen, alive, praise God, and alive forevermore. That's who he is. Amen. And they was wondering, said, we thought this was him. We thought this was it, praise God. But their eyes were holding it. They couldn't see. They didn't realize who he was. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people today walking through the world today, and they don't realize who Jesus is. They don't realize that he is the precious Lamb of God that died, that come and lived and died to take away the sins of the world. Amen. But we see these folks as they're going in. And the first thing we see here, praise God, is a disappointed voice. Or disappointed voice, if you will. As they're going along, they're disappointed in what they see. I mean, this ain't the first time, praise God. These other people have been disappointed. You remember John Baptist? John Baptist got over and he said, this is man. He said, behold, he may see him come across the hill, the sun on his back, praise God. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Amen. But it wasn't very long, praise God, but he was sending folks out and said, go ask him if he is. Amen. You ever have doubt in your life? You ever had doubt, praise God, in your mind, in your heart, praise God, that God is who he said he was? That God is able to do for you, praise God, what he said he could do? Amen. We all do. We all have doubt, don't we? Amen. But I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is able to get rid of the doubt. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad he can take that doubt away and he can give us that hope. Praise God. So we see them as they're going along. We see those disappointed voices. They're disappointed, praise God, what they've learned. They said, we thought this was him. We thought this was the Messiah, God, the anointed one. Oh, he taught and he taught so great. Amen. But he said, they took him, they killed him, they murdered him, they put him on a cross, they crucified him. They put him in a tomb. But said, we don't understand because they said that he had rose again. They said that he'd come out of there. They said that tomb was empty. So we're wondering where the Savior went. Amen. Praise God. He was right there all the time. I want to say the Savior, our Savior's never gone nowhere. He's always right there on time where we need for him to be. And boy, we just appreciate him so much. Amen. You say what happens? Because they got disappointed. He was disappointed for it because they didn't believe a direct report. Amen. God gives us a direct report tonight. Praise God. He said in the volume of the book, it's written of me. We've got a direct report from God, amen, on the happenings of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see them happen. We see them playing out before us. But yet sometimes doubt will come in. Amen. Praise God. They was disappointed voices. They was a direct report that had come. You might look at it as this, as WLOS is down there by the tomb, and they said special broadcast. It breaks in on your favorite television program. Amen. And it comes over to TV. It says special report from Jerusalem. They said, we got something that's making news. He said, we're down here at the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ, at the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, and something spectacular's happened here. We're breaking in to give you this news. We've been reported that the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was crucified, amen, and buried in this tomb, has risen up. The tomb's rolled away. The stone's rolled away. Jesus has come out, and we're here to report it live. I said, ma'am, can you tell us what happened? Amen. He says, yeah, I know. I've seen him hanging on the cross of Calvary. I've seen him persecuted. I've seen him bleeding. I've seen him, praise God, bow his head. I heard him say, it's finished. I've seen him yield up the ghost. He died on the cross of Calvary. Amen. He says, well, what happened next? It's what Joseph of Arimathea, a just man, down at the synagogue, he come up here, he begged the body of the Lord Jesus Christ from Pilate, took him down off the cross, wrapped him up in the burial clothes, place, and took him down there and put him in his own tomb. Well, ma'am, do you know where this tomb is? Can you verify this is the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ? Yeah, this is the tomb. She said, yeah, this is the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is where they took him. This is where they laid him. This is where they buried him, praise God. And said they rolled that stone away and they made it sure so that he couldn't get out. But praise God, we come down here this morning and we got to look and praise God for him and he was gone. Amen. He said, listen, let's see if we can get a hold of somebody else. He said, here's this other Mary here. Amen. And Mary, my mother, Jason. I said, what about you? Can you verify this story? She said, yeah, just exactly what you told her is true. Said, we come down here this morning. We had made up all these spices. Amen. We'd made up all these spices after Sabbath. We'd come down here to anoint the body of Jesus. We was wondering who had rolled a stone away so that we could get in. But when we got down here this morning with our spices to anoint him, praise God, the stone was rolled away and he was gone. Amen. Said, I don't know if you can believe this or not. Said, they said some strange things is happening here in Jerusalem this morning. Hey, some strange happening. Said it's never been seen on this fashion before. They said they were some concerned voices. Amen. They were some concerned people, praise God. They were wondering what happened. We'd never seen it on this fight. But I want to say that they did. Amen. They seen the Lord Jesus Christ. He went over to a tomb. Amen. Where Lazarus, his friend. Amen. Who had been laying dead for 4 days. Amen. And Jesus went up that tomb. He was the brother of Martha and Mary, praise God. And he loved at one who Jesus loved. He went down there, and when he got there, said, no, Jesus, he said, paraphrase, he said, you're 4 days late. But I want to say glory be to God. When Jesus is 4 days late, praise God, he's still right on time. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He may be late in my mind. He may be late in your mind. But in the mind of God, he's always on time. Amen. Pulled up out of that tomb. He said, roll the stone away. She said, oh Lord. He said, you don't do that. Amen. He said, why? He said, because this is the fourth day. He said, by now he stinketh. Amen. You know, after about 4 days, your dead body, your carcass will begin to swell up and stink. Amen. She said, by now he stinketh. He prayed God, but the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, roll the stone away. He rolled that stone away. He prayed. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Lazarus, come up out of there. Praise God. I believe he just levitated across the ground. You say, why? Because he was bound to head and to foot in a grave coat and done wrapped him about and took him and planted him and said their goodbyes and their farewell. Said, that's it. He's gone. Amen. But I want to say, Lord Jesus Christ, come along. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And praise God, he come up out of the tomb. Amen. But they had to move that rolled a stone away. Amen. Lazarus come out of there, praise God, hovering over there toward Jesus, could see him come out of that tomb. Amen. And everybody's standing there amazed. Amen. I can see that old news reporter. He said, "Hey, listen, we heard something like this before. This is getting to be an occurrence around Jerusalem." Said, "We had a story of this a while back of a man named Lazarus. Praise God. He was buried and dead for 4 days. And Jesus come along and said, 'Lazarus, praise God.' And he come out." They said, "Oh, yeah, we remember that. Amen. We remember that." And then there's another person over here said, "Listen, wait a minute." He said, "I remember another story." He said, "Get over here, zoom in on this. What have you got to say?" He said, "I remember a time, praise God, over there in Nan, praise God, when there was a woman had her only son, praise God, and he had done died and lived up the coast. And praise God, she was a weeping and a crying for her boy. Amen. They was a marching, carrying that briar, that coffin, down to the cemetery to plant him at the last journey she'd ever take with her son, to plant him in the cemetery, to cover him up with dirt. And praise God, Jesus came by." Amen. 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 Ain't you glad Jesus came by? Amen. Right where you was. Yeah. Amen. Bob said, "Jesus come down there, and he seen her weeping. He went over there and he put his hand on the bar, on that coffin. When Jesus, glory. Amen. I'm about to get beside myself. When he, amen, when Jesus, praise God, put his hand on that coffin, everything stopped. Amen. It was what? It was waiting for with orders from headquarters. Amen. The God of authority, praise God, had done reached down for portals of glory and laid his hand on that coffin. Amen. You know the rest of the story. But what happens? Well, Jesus said, "Arise, praise God." And that boy sat up in the coffin. Amen. Amen. Said he took him out of there, gave him back to his mother. Glory be to God. Said, "Remember those stories. Remember what we've seen happen here before." But these folks, praise God, they said, "We've never seen it on this fashion before. We don't remember." You know what happened? You know what's wrong with both us Baptists? We forget what God showed us before. We forget what we've learned, praise God, from the pipe. We forget how God showed us the miracles of God and His mighty hand, amen, working in our hearts and our lives. And we forget it. It's so soon forgotten the miracles God's done. It's so soon forgotten the Spirit of the Holy God resting on the plate. It's so soon forgotten how the mighty hand of God has reached down to where you are and touched your heart. And change your life. Amen. Oh, God, help us to remember never to forget that mighty hand of God. Amen. I'm talking about a weekend that changed the world forever. Amen. As they marched on down the road, praise God, they was direct reports. It was telling them, amen, coming from, praise God, telling them exactly what was happening. Do you know what the problem was? So there was some disbelief. There was some doubt. Amen. It come in their mind. See, they'd never heard it. They said, "Well, we never heard it like his." But they forgot, amen, what Jesus had already done. He'd show them a type of the resurrection. Amen. Now, Jesus and that boy, that son, they was resurrected unto life, praise God, but they would die again. Amen. Lazarus, as a matter of fact, they shook as they was trying to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. They wanted to kill Lazarus too. Because people was believing on Lord Jesus Christ because of Lazarus. Amen. Praise God, I would to God that people could believe on Lord Jesus Christ because of my life. I wish the people could believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because of what Christ has put in me. Amen. I wish people would believe on Lord Jesus Christ because of what's put in you. And what God's doing for you, praise God. It would make a difference. But we see disbelief. And so we'd never seen it on this fashion. But we see this woman, praise God, this woman, her son's made alive, Lazarus has been made alive, and now Jesus has come up out of the tomb. Praise God. And they said, "We've never seen it on this fashion." And the Lord comes in between them, and He draws Himself near to them. Isn't it amazing, Brother Kevin, that when doubt comes your way, when the old devil, it's just a demon of hell, the old devil comes along and he tries to cast doubt in your heart. Amen. Praise God, when he tries to cast that doubt in your heart, praise God, ain't you glad it's about that time and Jesus comes near? Amen, glory be to God. He'll pull up right next to you. He'll say, "You don't listen to old filthy, rotten rascal, praise God. He's a liar and the father of lies." Amen. He said, "Just rejoice ye in the Lord, praise God." You say, "Preacher, you're the preacher church. You think the old devil don't ever come by me and try to get me to doubt?" Huh? He comes by about every day He said, tries to get me to doubt. He tried to get me. Praise God, if he could, he'd try to get me to doubt if I was saved. Amen. He come by all the time trying to get me to doubt whether I ought to be here. Amen. Praise God, about the time he does, the Lord shows up. Praise God. He tiptoes across my heart. Amen. And helps me, just overflows me with love. Amen. Praise God. He said, don't pay no attention to him. He said, just go preach it one more time. Just go tell it one more time, praise God. Just go share the gospel one more time. Amen. So we step out on faith, praise God, and the Lord comes among them. He steps up there beside of them. These disappointed voices there, but he begins to give them the prophetic word. Man, he begins to open up that book of life. You know why there's unbelief in the world today? Because people are uninformed. Amen. The reason there's so much unbelief in lives today is because people are uninformed. They don't realize that there was a man called Jesus, that he lived, praise God, 33 and a half years, and he died on the cross of Calvary. He had that crown of thorns plaited and crammed on his head. He was beaten. They were beaten in his scalp with a reed, praise God. He was hung on that cross and he died for the sins of the world. After he was beat to a bloody pulp, he hung on the cross of Calvary and he died. But these people that don't believe, because they're uninformed, they don't know. They don't know. They don't realize how much Jesus loved them. But on this occasion, we see these two folks as they're going down the road of Emmaus, heading for home, praise God, that little old village of Emmaus. And praise God, Jesus comes along beside them. And he begins to walk with them. And he begins to listen to them talking. They were so caught up, they didn't even realize he was there. They didn't even realize that Jesus was walking. And you know, a lot of times we're so caught up in things that we don't even realize, Brother Robert, that Jesus is right there with us. We don't realize, praise God, he's right there with us all the time. Amen, because he promised he would be. So as they're walking along and they're contemplating itself, and he says, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk? And he noticed this. Now this, he said, and are sad. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ knows when you're happy and knows when you're sad? Amen. That's how much he cares for you and I, praise God. He knows when we're happy. He knows we're sad, but he knows when we have joy in our souls. Amen. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for joy, would you? Amen. It makes a difference. And they begin to expound to him. Amen. Because they didn't have all the facts. They didn't have all the answers. So the Bible teaches here in verse 15, said the word came to them. And it began to minister to them. The word will minister to us if we'll let it. Amen. The word will speak to our hearts. Amen. If we'll let it. Amen. Just as if Jesus Christ himself is standing here in front of you today. If you'll listen, praise God, he'll speak to you. Amen. He'll speak to all, like our sign out there, he'll speak to all those that's willing to hear. Amen. That's listening for the voice of God. So Jesus coming, and the word of God was being spoken. Verse 25, and he said unto them, O fools of slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. He said, why don't you believe it? You've been told. Amen. I don't know why we don't believe it. We've been told. He's been a whole lot greater men than me that's heralded the old gospel, that plowed the old gospel plow for years and many, many moons, praise God, plowing that old gospel plow for the glory of God. Amen. We've heard it and we've heard it and we've heard it. Amen. He said that it's been spoken, it's been told. He said, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And the Bible says, in beginning at Moses, amen, started back at old wise Moses. He said, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So the word of God began to enlighten them. See, that's why we come to church. That's why we study in Sunday school. That's why we look to the Word. Because so the Word of God can enlighten us. He can turn the light on for us. He can show us the way, praise God. Help us prepare for ourselves and for the direction God has us go. That prophetic Word that's passed down for centuries and ages, amen, has come down to you and I. What a blessing it is to be partakers in that today. The prophetic Word of God. You say, well, preacher, what is the prophetic word of God? The prophetic word, it's the principal subject of it's the Lord Jesus Christ. The principal subject is himself. Revelation chapter 19, 10, he said, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. Can I show you that? We say that the Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. See, we look at things with blinders on. And we can't see the old proverb, can't see the forest from trees. But prophecy, it takes that and said, He is the testimony of prophecy. It's like the people that say that the earth is flat. Amen. You remember the thing they used to have in Schoolhouse Rock or something? One fellow said, the earth is a flat like your head. Amen. Remember that? And the other said, well, no, said the earth is around like a melon. And he said, no, the earth is a flat like your head. Amen. But when we get out and we look at it, praise God, we realize that the earth is round. Amen. If you go out in outer space or you look at one of the satellites, Brother Kevin, and it shows you a picture of planet Earth, you see that it's a globe that sits round in form. See, I don't have to go to outer space sitting because I know God said it. Amen. But I can go down to the beach or to the ocean and I can look out across that water and I can only see a little ways and that water disappears. Amen. You know, the old sailors used to say the earth was flat because they figured, well, if it rolled over, then it would all spill off. So it had to be a flat like your head. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, that it was round, it was sphere. So that's what prophecy does. It takes the Word of God and it shows us a picture. Amen. It gives us a big picture so that we can see the whole spectrum of the thing. And we can see that God Almighty, when He's dealing with men, praise God, He brought us to place where Jesus Christ, our Lord, He was the prime subject, the principal subject of all of Scripture. Amen. Can you see that? He's that big picture, like outer space picture. Amen. Of the big picture we see. One of the greatest teachers that ever was to teach, praise God, was Lord Jesus Christ. And it amazed me. I thought about this the other day. And I said, wow, glory to God. What special people. As those two fellas, Cleopas and that other one, maybe his wife, I don't know. But as they're going down the Emmaus Road, amen, they're discussing this thing. They're trying to figure it out in their mind. Lord Jesus Christ walks along beside them, listening to them. Amen. And then he begins to paint them a picture. When he's painted it out, praise God, and he sits down with them and he begins to break that bread. Amen. The picture becomes clear. They say, glory be to God. It's Him. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus. He is risen. They was ready to run off and tell it too. Amen. It changed. It rocked their world. It changed their lives forever. Amen. But they stepped out. Praise God. The Lord, the greatest Savior that ever was, greatest teacher that ever was, come to the two folks on the Emmaus Road. He come to them where I was sat and break bread with them. He preached to two, a congregation of two. Amen. Can you imagine that? You say, sometimes people say, well, preacher, I'd go down there and preach, but they ain't got before five. I've heard that. Amen. They told me that when I was going up there on the mountain and preaching. They said, preacher, ain't but a handful. Why do you drive 60 miles over there to preach to them? Ain't but a handful. Because Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, walked all the way down the main road. Amen. 8-9 miles, praise God, on His feet. Amen. To preach to two people. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. Why? Because He preached come that night to where I was. Berlin, He preached to my heart. Amen. If I'd been the only one in that church, praise God, He'd have come where I was. Amen. So we see that principal subject, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see the problem that they have is doubt. They doubted He was who He said He was. And Jesus says this in verse 25. He said, oh, fools and slow of heart to believe. See, I think that's what's wrong with most people today. You and I, our hearts are slow to believe. Amen. We don't want to believe that He is the great I Am, that He is the God of heaven. He is the Lord Jesus Christ supreme. Amen. He's the author and a finisher of our faith. Praise God. He's the one that has all the answers. Amen. He gives us the answers here. He says you're slow in heart to believe. That's what the problem is, doubt. The problem is they had doubt. See, John had doubt. These folks have the Emmaus Road had doubt. John had doubts. Amen. Let me show you something. Look back over in Luke chapter 7. Let me just show you this. right quickly and we'll move on. In Luke chapter 7, the Bible says this. Now this is that story I was telling you about the briar when Jesus rose up a son from the dead. And said, in verse 13, said, when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the briar and said, they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, that a great prophet is risen among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea. Now watch this. And throughout all the region round about. Now watch this. Verse 18. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. Now John Baptist is there and he's waiting. He's in prison. He's been locked up. And he said, they go to him and they show him. Said, man, this Lord, this Jesus that you told us about, he's the real deal, praise God. He's just rose up a boy, a woman's son, rose him from the dead. He got up. And they tell John this. And said, the disciples of John showed him of all these things. But look at verse 19. Look at verse 19. Now this is 18, verse 19. And John called unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Amen. If we ain't careful, doubt will come in. And he said, those that doubt are unstable in all their ways. Amen. We can't doubt what God can do. When we pray, we got to pray in order to receive. We got to believe that God can answer and he will. Amen. But we got to pray according to God's will, that God's will be done. Amen. Not as I will, but as thou will. Amen. As God wills for it to happen. Amen. We see people that's sick. We see loved ones, praise God, that love the Lord. And we pray, oh God, touch them, save them, heal them. Amen. And then when he does and takes them on to glory, we say, oh God, why? Amen. Because you prayed and you asked him to. Amen. Sometimes he can't heal us here. Amen. Sometimes it's not his plan to heal here. Sometimes it's his plan to heal over yonder. Amen. It's hard to accept that, isn't it? It's hard to give up those that we love. But praise God, God said his plan, his will be done. He answered me, he said, slow of heart to believe. Amen. God does that according to his purpose. And he says in Luke chapter 24, verse 38, they've done recognized who he was. These on the road to Emmaus, and the Bible says in verse 31, said that their eyes were open and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. Amen. As soon as they realized, pray God, this is Jesus. One of them looked and said, man, this is Jesus. And they looked around and he was gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we recognize him, praise God, he'll be there. And so they said that one to another, did not our heart burn within it? See, they had the awfulest case of heartburn there ever was. Amen. That tongues wouldn't fix it. Roll rage wouldn't cure it. Amen. Their heart was burning inside. They was something that was stirring in them, praise God. They had the worst case of indigestion they ever had. But it was, their heart was a burning because the Lord Jesus Christ was there and he was touching their heart, praise God, with those mighty hands of God. Amen. Sometimes, listen, when it feels like the Holy Ghost is dealing with you that your heart's about to beat out of your chest, amen, feel like you're going to die. It's just God Almighty just letting you know how big he is in you. Amen. Praise God, he's so big, he's about to kick his way out, glory to God. Come out on you, praise God, for his own glory. It's all about him, himself, the subject. But the problem was being slow of heart, slow to believe. In verse 38, he asked this question. He said, why are you troubled? And why do the thoughts arise in your hearts? Amen. He said, why are you troubled? Why are these thoughts arising in your hearts? Amen. He said, because you're slow to believe. He said, you don't believe what God has told you. Amen. He said, what's he saying? He said, you need to just follow your heart. Your heart will lead you in the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll lead you in that place. He said, it's me. Here in verse 39, these folks, when they realized the Lord Jesus Christ was there, that he was alive, that he'd risen from the grave. The Bible says that they rose up the same hour, verse 33, and returned to Jerusalem, found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them. And they would say, the Lord is risen and have appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Amen. They praised God, said, you're right. Said, Simon, you're right. He was there. We've seen him. Amen. But while they're gathered together there, praise God, the Bible said, Jesus come into the midst and he says, hey, listen, don't be faithless. He said, but believe. Listen to what he says in verse 3. He said, behold my hands and my feet. That it is I myself. He said, I ain't a spook. I ain't a haunt. He said, I'm the Lord Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. Amen. Praise God. The weekend that changed the world. And these folks is part of it. Amen. But I'm glad that I'm part of that weekend that changed the world. Praise God. Because the same Savior that rose on that first day of the week is the same Savior, praise God, that I'm serving today. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have. Amen. Do you remember, praise God, that weekend, that day, that night, that place, praise God, when your world was changed through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My world was changed. I've never been the same since. I'm not who I'm going to be, but I'm not who I used to be either. The Lord's working in our hearts. Amen. Because that weekend that changed the world, it made a change in me. I come along and took my place in it. God had a perfect plan for me, had a perfect plan for you, and He gave us, brought us to a place to be part of His plan. Amen. In the weekend, that day that changed the world forever, Jesus died, praise God, and on that Friday, and He got up on that first Sunday morning. Amen. The first day of the week. Got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. So that we could rise up in newness of life with Him. And praise God, it just gets better farther. I'm more alive than I've ever been. You say, well, preacher, you're getting old and wore out and fatigued and amen, and you look bad. But praise God, listen, I may do it in the flesh, but there's something in my soul that's being renewed day by day by day. And I'm looking for the appearing of my Savior. Amen. One day in a little while, and I'm going to be, Brother Joe, just like Him. I'm going to end up in the presence of my Savior. And boy, I'm going to see Him as He is, and I'm going to be with Him where He is. And boy, there ain't nothing that can stop that. Amen. It was because of that weekend that changed the world. Amen. That same Jesus. Amen. The ones the angels talked about when He went up and they stood there looking up into heaven, Brother Kevin, and they said, that same Jesus, the angels spoke, and they said, this same Jesus, He's coming again. Just like you see Him go, He said, He's coming again. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm looking for Him to come and take me to be with Him where He is. Are you expecting Him to come? Do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again? Amen. Do you believe it? He's coming again. Amen. He's going to call us out of here, take us to be with Him where He is. Amen. Glory be to God. Because of that weekend that changed the whole world, it changed our thinking. Amen. It put us in gear to be ready, to be preparing ourselves for that glorious day of redemption. The Lord Jesus Christ, come take us to be with Him. Boy, what a day it's going to be.